Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. And I've got to ask you, what's up with the ATF?
That seems to be the question these days, Dano. And Jake's got a tighter grip on it than I do. But I do want to say...
This segment of the show brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
There you go. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. You said it for me.
There it is.
So Reliable Enterprises, if any of your deck needs concrete patios and walkways... You know, if you're sick and tired of slipping and falling and it busted up front porch, your concrete work, have Jeremy come out and do
doors.
For you.
They do. He'll install doors. We just sold the door.
Oh, yeah. That door
in the auction Saturday. It went our auction. Now this week I go. You and Jake will probably be interested. There's a bikini hair removal, laser hair removal.
Oh, it's about time.
So
you
go in your bikini briefs and they'll laser it up for you.
Well, if you wear those.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just assume that you do.
He's called Bareback Jake for a reason, you know. But personally, but the leather does ride up a little high on
it
me.
It does. So don't wet it before you put it on, Jacob. It tightens up. You can't get it off. Laser hair removal, that's at our Seize the Deal auction today. Eight sessions. Check it out. Seize the Deal Flint. You can get your bids in until 5 o'clock today.
That's a lot of hair to remove for 8 sessions.
They have a big wand.
Close by the cubic inch.
they go at it.
Well, we should tie in Town Line to get a hedge trimmer in.
There you go.
Yeah. So back to reality.
Reliable Enterprises.
Reliable Enterprises. 810-429-6957. What is Reliable Enterprises? An excellent licensed builder is what he is. And he's very, very good at it. He's got all the equipment
everything.
He needs to do
it. Patios now, too. He's got a couple of patios still
in Jake was at a house last night. They're doing cement work at
Thursday. So. Yeah, we were doing, they were doing.
Yeah, that's right.
He's
Thursday
doing
night.
All the cement paver or cement patios at this house.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Well, and on that
does
note,
great work.
On that note, I hope, and Jeremy's probably just getting done cleaning up the candy from last night, you know, because I think when kids come up to his front porch in Flushing, they have to give him candy because he's kind of scary looking with that kind of sullen face and the long white beard. You know, he's got that look on him like he could be a good spooky character.
Krampus.
Almost like the guy from Lord of the Rings. You know,
Gandalf. Yeah,
yeah. The other one.
No, the white one, the white beard.
The
the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Christopher Lee.
Yeah,
whoever
Christopher
he was.
Lee yeah. one. Yeah, exactly. Anyways. So not that he's a bad looking guy. I'm just saying
the white
he
beard.
could be a scary person.
Right, he's scary to scare the children away. Not that he's bad looking.
No,
not it's a bad scary.
If he was hanging out by the tree in the front yard spooking kids, he'd scare the daylights.
Well, no, he would
not say a word. Don't say a word, you just stand there.
With the beard, he would have been a perfect like Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a Lord of the Rings.
He could go as a wizard. It'd be funny.
Here's what he'd be better at, though. Building you a deck, patio, putting some windows in, putting a door in for you. All that stuff.
Hot tub patio. That's the kind of stuff he's just masters at. So,
it's the wrong time of year, probably, but those decks he builds, incredible.
Well, he's probably booked for the rest of the year for decks, but I'm sure he can get you in for something. You need to get a hold of him. You can link to him right from my website, thegss.com, or give him a call right now, 810-429-6957. He'll be glad to hear from you and tell him you heard about him on the Gunsmith Show.
All right.
So the ATF, Jake, what's up?
Well, that's the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Division of our U.S. government, as you know.
Yep.
And they've made, of course, some changes that were under the Big Beautiful Bill.
Yes.
And one of those is, you know, we all knew that the fee, the $200 tax stamp fee for short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, silencers, fully automatic, stuff like that, the $200 fee was set in the early 1900s because it was such an exorbitant fee that the normal person couldn't afford it.
During the roaring 20s, I think.
Yeah,
when they did
thinking
it.
All the mobster, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Came from getting Tommy guns and that sort of stuff,
Well, and now here it is, 100 years later, $200 is a dinner for four at Andiamo, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
Dinner for two.
Dinner for two,
I'm kidding.
But there's a show involved. No. Yeah. So, what, you know, of course, the new changes under the bill, the ATF fee is now zero. It takes effect in January, I believe.
Right.
But how much is it going to be?
Zero.
Oh.
So eliminated.
That's less than 200.
It is.
So
you can't go anywhere for
the
zero.
$200, people knew it was kind of like taxation without representation.
It was a fee to process papers.
If you can legally own a gun, Dan, you can legally own a machine gun. But you have to pay the $200 tax stamp to get it. So it was a hurdle. Well, as it is,
and it
you
could
still
take,
have to do all the same paperwork to do it. You just don't have to pay the $200.
And when I got my suppressor 6-7 years ago,
yeah,
it took me almost 11 months to get the paperwork done.
Yeah, my first one took me just over a year.
And then now it's very, very quickly is what we're hearing. Now, until the shutdown. So the shutdowns, of course, made everything a mess, right? Yeah. But so there's a new ATF form out. So the new ATF Form 4, it's out for public comment. So it shows the $0 and all of that.
Yep.
But it's a lot of changes. So owners will have access to there's so many changes with this form, though. So it removes the local law enforcement notification requirements.
Yep.
Simplified photo and ID requirements.
Yep.
And then easier options doing the e-forms.
Yeah, you can online. Do it. You can do all e-form. You can go to the store and do it all on the kiosk.
Yep.
Yep.
And it's a done deal.
Yep.
And Brian did
at Brian Williams. Yeah.
Yeah, at Williams. Brian Wright. And yep. He did the he did my last form right with me.
Mm-hmm. There at the kiosk, right at the store.
He actually did it
store.
In his office because he has access in his office. He did it right there, too. So it's so, pretty nice.
Again, this is open for public comment. So they haven't officially made the changes yet. It's open for public comment. So you can do so from the Federal Register website, okay? So that's one of the changes here. You can go to the federalregister.gov and make changes. But you got to still pay attention. The National Firearms Act is still in place.
Yes.
It's still, if you were to go today and try to buy a suppressor, you still are paying the $200 fee. You're still waiting.
If you want to get it right
away. If you wanted it right now.
Because as of September, the waiting time was only 9 days on average.
Yes.
9 days. Yeah. Now, and the difference is there are some stores offering it to you where you can buy it, pay for it now. But you don't have to pay your tax stamp. They'll hold it till January for you.
Correct.
Then you can come pick it up in January, and you don't have a tax fee.
Yep.
Which is, you know, which is okay. You know,
now,
that, at least you get it. Because what they're saying is, and this is they being the gun industry, it is going to be a rush, and people are going to, it'll flood the system, and it'll take a year again to get them. But we'll have to see about that. You know, that'll
and
come out in the wash.
And it's interesting how... And I read and listen to a lot of things about how suppressors are handled in other parts of the world. And there's areas in Europe where you can just go into the gun shop and buy a suppressor and take it home. It's common in Europe to hunt with a suppressor.
Right.
It's not common because it makes sense. Yep. It's quieter.
It does make sense.
You know, because
it doesn't hurt your ears when you shoot.
A lot of Europe is rural areas.
Yeah.
You know, so many people have suppressors on rifles and handguns and shotguns. And, of course, you know, you have to turn it back into the police department when you're done in a lot of those places where they keep it locked up for you.
Right.
But you can literally just go and buy a suppressor anywhere.
And realistically,
here it's always been.
Oh, it's been like, it's almost like it's naughty.
Well,
you know? you can't have that.
Politically, some folks believe suppressors are just magically going to kill people. I don't know.
It's
the lawyers, too.
It's been. The liberal movement for the past 50, 60 years has been pushing that who needs them? That was the question always. Who needs it? Doesn't matter who needs it. If it saves your ears, if you shoot a lot, or when you're hunting, it makes hunting more comfortable. It's not as loud because some of these rifles are terribly loud. Like even a 30 carbine should have a suppressor on it because it's so doggone high-pitched and loud. They hurt. If you don't have ear protection, and all the guys from Korea that shot 30 carbines a lot, they're all deaf.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Almost every single one of them. So now there's just so you know, the suppressors are still under the NFA.
Yes.
Now lawsuits are challenging though the NFA regulations as unconstitutional. So the suit aims to remove suppressors from the NFA list entirely. So
yeah, I don't know if that's ever. I would love it if it did happen. But it's so tough to see because even.
Why shouldn't you be able to go into the store, though, and pick out a suppressor for your gun, put it on there, and be done?
But let's not also forget.
Law-abiding citizen.
But let's also not forget, Trump is also the one that banned bump stocks, too. So it's not a party line here.
Well, I don't know if it was Trump, but it was.
It was under his administration.
It was under his administration, which was probably John Bolton. And he lost sight of it because his mustache was too big and was blocking his view.
Anyway.
So, you know, Dan, you understand.
He has a pretty big mustache. He's kind of a walrus looking guy.
Yeah, he lost all that paperwork in there, too, and he brought it home by accident.
He lost quite a few things,
so, yeah. Well, lost my faith, I'll tell you that much. But I mean,
I would love to see it where they come off the NFA list. It doesn't make any sense why they're even on there.
Well, maybe this is your weekend to go out and pick out a suppressor and get it in that, you know, because they'll do it at Williams for you where you can, I think it's still going, I believe, where you can buy the suppressor and you get it in January where you won't have to pay the tax stamp money for it. So
as long as the shutdown's over.
But you can leave there with a lot of ammo right now because you should be buying ammo every time you go to the store.
Or you can, this might be the time where you realize, I want a suppressor. I don't have a gun for it. Is it time to, then you've got to look and realize.
I didn't think of it that way.
And you look, and we're going to talk about it in our next segment here with Ruger. But a lot of guns now have the threaded barrels on them from the factory.
Oh,
so,
sure.
And I see people comment on things online, groups I'm in, and, I want to take Grandpa's classic hunting rifle and have the barrel threaded. Stop.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a gun that's worth more than any new gun.
A classic old Winchester or something. You don't need it.
It's your money. Do what you want to do with it. If you want to ruin the value of a gun, fine. But go out and buy yourself a new rifle or a handgun that's threaded. A lot of even handguns for hunting come threaded nowadays.
Sure they do.
You can get in your favorite world, you can get a threaded barrel for a Glock 10mm and hunt suppressed that way.
Yep.
You can, or a, threaded barrel for a Delta Elite in 10mm if you want to go that route.
Just remember and remember this wholeheartedly. Keep this in your mind. Even though you have a suppressor on the gun, don't think you don't need ear protection.
Right.
When you go to the range, they are not that much quieter.
It's not movie quiet.
No, it's not. It's it's not Jason Bourne quiet. No, it's not that quiet. No.
I mean, maybe some guns, 22s.
And 300 blackouts suppressed can be that quiet.
But you know what's funny? Really
quick. Not a 357 Magnum, not a 223. They're breaking the speed of sound, and they're going to be hard and fast. Yeah. And so eyes and ears, always remember that. Safety when you're shooting, that's very important. Remember, you can email shooter@thegss.com. We do have to go to commercial break. We're coming back with lights and lasers and optics and all kinds of cool stuff and a little bit about Ruger. So hang on tight.
It's a Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back after this.